A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
7FM, KSL News Radio, your all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We're at 81 degrees, KSL's top story. It is official. Representative Chris Stewart is resigning from Congress, but there are still a lot of questions this afternoon. We have team coverage. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is here live in the studio with the very latest.
Stewart says in a statement that his wife's health concerns have made it necessary to retire. This comes after we learned yesterday that this was going to happen, and we're now getting reactions from other Utah leaders. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has been watching for those to come in today.
The remaining three members of Utah's congressional delegation issued a statement saying how sad they are to hear Congressman Stewart is planning to resign. Signed by Republicans John Curtis, Burgess Owens, and Blake Moore, it goes on to describe Stewart as a dedicated public servant and an invaluable source of guidance.
Senator Mitt Romney issued a statement calling Stewart a terrific partner when it comes to advancing Utah's priorities. Senator Mike Lee and Stewart also said he earned respect and admiration of his colleague on both sides of the aisle. So now it's not clear when Stewart plans to step down. His statement says he will retire after an orderly transition can be ensured. Weber County Clerk Ricky Hatch tells David Dujanovic that Utah's law requires elections on specific days.
It's going to be either in a municipal general election, the presidential primary election, or a regular primary or general election in an even year.
But the governor could also call for a special election within 7 days of when Stewart vacates his seat. Jeff.
Amy. Why can't the governor just do this right now and cut to the chase?
The law spells out that the seat has to be vacated. And we do have, if it is a special election, it would still complicate things because of all the work it takes to hold an election.
We have to be able to get the information to the printers and be able to get the ballot finalized and ready to print. And we have to serve our military and overseas folks, which federal law requires that they get a ballot.
Amy, Republicans in Congress have a very slim majority. Kevin McCarthy can't spare a single vote, even temporarily, though.
Yeah, just a handful of seats. So the head of the Utah GOP says he's certain the seat will be filled with a Republican. Obviously, that's his job. He's coming out saying that. But as for when that seat will be vacated by Stewart, that's still unknown. So it could be an open seat for a few days, could be several months. Hopefully we can find that out within the next few days. Jeff.
That'll all reveal itself over time. Thank you, Amy. KSL News Time 3:03. Our top national story, the bill to raise the debt ceiling, is now headed to a vote on the House floor. Maybe 6:30 tonight? White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre says the Biden administration's optimistic it's going to pass.
We believe it's going to happen. We believe this bipartisan agreement clearly should get both Republican and Democratic votes in both the House and the Senate.
There's been opposition from both the far right and the far left in recent days, both sides saying the compromises made to seal the deal go too far. When the vote happens, you will hear live coverage right here on KSL News Radio. The Russian military is blaming Ukraine for a series of drone attacks around Moscow. University of Utah law professor Amos Giora told Dave and Dujanovic no matter who was behind the attacks, it's raising serious concerns in Russia about their air defense system.
There's no way these drones should be hitting the targets the way they're hitting the targets. And whether or not they are blowing buildings up or just causing minor damage is frankly irrelevant.
Ukraine has not claimed responsibility for the attacks. The U.S. has repeatedly asked leaders in Kyiv not to launch attacks inside Russia. Here at home, Utah County officials have declared a state of emergency because of flood damage. Officials say cities in Utah County have suffered more than $10 million in flood-related damage, but they only budgeted $2 million for flooding. An emergency declaration clears the way for the county to apply for more money from the state and federal governments. Sandy City has issued an emergency flood declaration for four creeks including Little Cottonwood. Angela Favor lives next to the creek in Cottonwood Heights. She says they're ready, but not too worried.
We've got to just do the best we can with what we've got. But it seems to be the weather's cooperated pretty well with us this year. And so it seems like we're doing pretty good as far as how the runoff is going.
Favor says her family has flood insurance and they've moved some valuable items upstairs. The emergency declaration in Sandy City lasts 30 days. KSL News Time, 3:05, time for First Look Traffic. We have a guest star this afternoon. Andy Farnsworth is with us. Hey there.
Hey, Jeff. We start off in pretty good shape if you're on the freeways. Haven't seen any delays through Salt Lake, Davis County, or Utah County too much yet. There is a crash reported, though, on northbound lanes near Pioneer Crossing. It just hasn't had a big impact. And the city streets, about what you'd expect for this time of day. Pretty busy already out in some of the work zones on the west side, Taylorsville, some on the east side, especially along 33rd South. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
So did you ever read the label on like a shirt that you're about to put on or a pair of pants? I mean, really read it. I did. My minute's up next.
It's been a rough winter for sure, but visitors are flocking to Box Elder County. Our feathered visitors, that is. Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge is busy hosting swans to swallows and geese to grebes. This spring migration, it's in full swing and all that's missing is you. Box Elder County, it really is for the birds. Just a short 60 minutes north of Salt Lake, Box Elder County is the perfect place to make memories and celebrate spring. Along with spending time with our feathered friends, you'll experience amazing restaurants and unique shopping. Why not come take a soak in the Crystal Hot Springs, home to the highest mineral content of any natural hot springs in the world? And just let winter melt away as you relax and rejuvenate. Take in a theater performance at one of the live theaters or visit one of the fine museums. Visitors really are chirping all about Box Elder County. Check out BoxElderCounty.com and see why Box Elder County is for the birds. That's BoxElderCounty.com.
If your water heater's over 10 to 15 years old, congratulations. You've beat the average. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I love hearing stories of people having water heaters that are really old, and they're still doing their job. Unfortunately, most of us won't be that lucky. And when water heaters fail, it's usually in spectacularly inconvenient fashion. Whether it's an unexpected cold shower when we're already running late for work, or worse yet, coming home to a flooded basement, it's never fun. If you'd like to look into replacing your water heater before it fails, Any Hour Services is having a sale for any homeowners listening. Whether you're looking for a new tanked water heater or you want to see what upgrading to a tankless would cost, the plumbers at Any Hour Services can show you what options are available. And right now, you can save $400 on a tanked water heater or $1,200 on a tankless. If you think you might be interested, call Any Hour Services today and schedule your free estimate. 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news differently.
There should never be a threat of a government shutdown. The way you prevent that is for Congress to do its job.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home on KSL News Radio.
This is My Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. Let me read you the tag on my T-shirt. I'm going to put on my reading glasses here. It was made by a company called Blue 84. 52% cotton, 48% polyester, made in Mexico, RN number 99659, and there are four little emojis. There's an iron, a cup, a triangle with an X through it, and a record player? I have no idea what they mean, but this is the law. The shirt or blouse you're wearing right now has to have a tag or label. Your pants, your dress, your underwear. It must be tagged with its fiber content, country of origin, and the name of the business that made it. It's the law. And you know what happens when you break the law.
But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
Well, not exactly the prison Johnny Cash sings about. The violators of the label law will face stiff fines. These laws have been on the books for more than 50 years, but you know what's not required on the label? The size. Because size is subjective. Anyone who shops at Amazon knows an XL from China is really large, or maybe a medium. But for all the rules and regulations, there's no need for big clothing tags with little letters anymore. The fashion industry wants to save itself the aggravation and just attach one little QR code on shirts, pants, skirts, blouses. You would just boop it with your phone, and it would lead you to a web page with fiber content, care instructions, maybe even a coupon if you're scanning it at the store. Ralph Lauren is a leading advocate for QR codes instead of those big itchy tags, but don't expect a rule change anytime soon. In Congress, they can't even agree on a budget. And politicians love labels.
I hang my head and cry.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Yes. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines are brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. And here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Jeff, starting to see a little bit of slowing creeping in South 15 and Murray right after 53rd South heading down into Midvale, but not bad after that. Your drive from downtown to Point of the Mountain should be in about the 20-minute range right now. It's really backed up, though, southbound Redwood Road in Taylorsville over by 47 South. And typical Bangor delays coming off 201 early on this afternoon. Don't see any issues out to Tooele or south on SR36. Just yet. Steve?
Got a fresh crash on Foothill Drive right now. 6 South, another one on 13th East at about 17 South. But right now, full speeds on 15, rolling clean and green both ways between downtown Salt Lake City and Brigham. Same goes for the 215 westbound. Also, I-84, Legacy, and Highway 89 looking good between Farmington and Ogden. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires for big summer savings on tires. And don't forget, Big O also does oil changes, alignments, shocks, batteries, and more. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Looks like isolated afternoon thunderstorms are possible today. High of 84. Overnight, 58, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 78 with a better chance to see those thunderstorms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now in Salt Lake City, we're at 78 degrees, and right now, the House is holding procedural votes on the debt ceiling, which might sound boring, but if I told you, it might cost the third most powerful man in America his job. You'd be interested in that, right? We'll stay here. Boyd Matheson's going to join us in just a moment.
Checking from America First Credit Union is so much more than a regular checking account. It's a saves you money, makes life easier, always has your back account, because it's absolutely loaded with fantastic benefits and features. In fact, it comes stocked with so much awesome stuff. It was voted best perks by money.com. So make sure you're rocking more than a checking account. Head to America First and apply for the exclusive protection, perks, and paybacks of premium checking today. Subject to membership eligibility and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA. Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital, we made a bold promise to build the nation's model health system for children. Join us in realizing our vision for the future of pediatric care, so together we can expand primary children's impact and ensure every child has access to the right care at the right place at the right time. For a century, Primary Children's has kept the child first and always. Help us continue to do so for the next 100 years. To get involved, visit primarypromise.org.
Holy Cross Hospital is honored to carry the legacy of its namesake and to care for northern Utah communities. Find 5 hospitals and more than 45 clinics along the Wasatch Front. More at holycrossutah.org.
Hi, Doug Wright, and it's always easy for me to talk about the Kinetico soft water system. When friends ask me about it, sometimes people just stop me in the grocery store and they say, okay, really, now what's the deal with Kinetico? I go, we've had it in 2 different homes now. We absolutely love the Kinetico soft water system, and it truly is 70% more efficient than anything else out on the market today. And here's the best way to really explain what a difference that makes. When I put 1 bag of salt in our system, a neighbor who has a differing system will put in 3. It's that dramatic, and it's totally non-efficient. electric. I mean, we just went through the time changes and everything. How many things did you have to adjust and turn it back or forward, whatever the deal might be? You never have to worry about that with Kinetico. It's totally mechanical. This really is the time to call my friends at Kinetico, 801-576-8600, or go to softwaterutah.com.
Get some green when you go green with Cypress Credit Union. From now through the end of May, when you open a Dream Checking account with direct deposit and e-statements, we'll give you $50 and donate $50 to Tree Utah's Community Tree Planting Program. To open your account or for more information, visit us today at cypresscu.com.
Cypress Credit Union. Your future is our future.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Look at that. Skies are darkening over downtown. The wind is starting to blow. Looks like we have a storm coming. KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Sandy City has issued an emergency flood declaration, which will last for the next 30 days. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Congressman Chris Stewart has officially announced his plan to resign, citing health concerns involving his wife. He did not give a date for his resignation. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
South 15 going over the 215 in Murray. But a lot of city streets seeing delays this afternoon, just not on the freeway so far. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Daily PM thunderstorms back in the forecast. I'm Matt Johnson.
Yeah, dark clouds, 79 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Lindsay Davis, anchor of Prime, streaming weeknights on ABC News Live. President Biden expressing optimism that the House will pass the debt ceiling package. The president is on his way to Colorado for tomorrow's Air Force Academy commencement address. He says he hopes to have good news when he arrives.
God willing, by the time I land, the Congress will have acted, the House will have acted, and we'll be one step closer.
ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
If the nation defaults, we're talking about troops going unpaid, Social Security payments would be delayed, and an estimated 8 million Americans would be at risk of losing their jobs, which is why you're seeing the president and Speaker McCarthy really go on an all-out offensive here trying to get this bill through the House.
The House votes tonight. If lawmakers fail to raise the debt ceiling, the U.S. could default on its loans on Monday. The Russian president is accusing Ukraine of terrorist acts after recent drone strikes in Moscow. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says while he's aware Ukraine is under constant attack, the U.S. does not want Ukraine using American weapons for offense.
We do not enable and we do not encourage attacks inside Russia.
A couple more names in the already crowded field of Republican presidential candidates. Sources say former Vice President Mike Pence will announce he's running for president next Wednesday. Pence's announcement will come a day after former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie announces his bid. ABC Deputy Political Editor Avery Harper has more.
And the fact is that former President Trump still remains far out ahead of any of his GOP competitors. It's going to be an uphill battle for Governor Christie, who has been vocally anti-Trump. And that is going to make things more complicated for him as he tries to get some of those votes.
Christie is expected to announce in New Hampshire. New warnings about artificial intelligence. Hundreds of tech insiders warn that AI technology could lead to mass extinction like a nuclear war or a pandemic. Experts are calling for more regulation. You're listening to ABC News.
And time for the KSL In-Depth, as you've been hearing. We're expecting a final vote on the debt ceiling, maybe 6:30, 7 o'clock tonight. Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson is joining us live. So, Boyd, the big question is whether Kevin McCarthy will need Democratic votes in order to pass this debt ceiling bill. Will he?
No question about it. He will need a number of Democratic votes to get this across the line. There's already 31 Republicans, that have already said they will absolutely not vote for the final bill this evening. And so he's going to need a good chunk of Democrats. I think there'll be plenty of Democrats there. I was surprised to see how many of them voted for the rules package that just passed in the last hour. That was a little break from precedent that there were that many Democrats, showing how important this is to President Biden. He definitely leaned on Hakeem Jeffries and his Democratic colleagues to get that done.
To a lot of people, this is a little too deep in the weeds to figure out, and why bother? Everything will be fine. But I have two questions that I think are of importance to everybody. First, Speaker McCarthy, could he end up former Speaker McCarthy over this deal he made with the Biden administration?
Always possible. Remember that part of his becoming Speaker was a rule that said that any one member of the Republican caucus could call to vacate the chair, which is basically a call on the speaker. And so it is possible that after this deal is done and the vote's taken tonight, that one of those members could say, I call to vacate the chair, and then a speaker's race would begin anew.
And it only takes one member.
Just one. Only takes one. That was part of the rules package. That's not standard in the House, but that was part of the rules that were set in place before Kevin McCarthy became the speaker.
And the other question is about everybody who's saying, I can't vote for this bill. And they're on the far left. And they're on the far right. The other option is default and potentially chaos. We say that, but what kind of chaos are they talking about?
Obviously, it would impact the international markets. It would affect the stock markets. There's a host of things that would happen. There are some misperceptions in terms of the debt ceiling. The reality is we blew through the debt ceiling in January. We've been living like some people around the country, hand to mouth. Basically, what's been coming into the Treasury has been going out in terms of payments. And that's what would continue to happen if they didn't get this done by June the 5th. It's not a sustainable model, but there are some extra days ticked in there because there is always money coming into the Treasury. Taxes come in, then the bills get paid and go out. But it's not one you can really juggle for very long.
Yeah, they're going to vote 6:30, 7 o'clock tonight on whether the U.S. should pay its bills. Boyd will be back either way tomorrow afternoon, 1 p.m., KSL News Time 3:20. Thanks a lot, Boyd. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. And here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, traffic heading south out of downtown this evening is already going to see a little bit of slowing and extra travel time as you go from 53rd down to 7200 south. But most of the delay that I'm seeing bigger than that is going to be on city streets, including 33rd south, trying to head away from I-15. You've got some backups a little bit on the northbound side coming up on I-15 after 106 south. Bangor, seeing more northbound backup for now than southbound in West Valley, but Mountain View is already pretty busy coming up on 35th and then heading up the hill towards 5400 south. Utah County, don't see any I-15 slowdowns at all from Point of the Mountain to Provo. Steve?
Pretty quiet up on the north end. North and southbound 15 coasting at a full speed limit. So far, no rain or crashes between downtown Salt Lake and Willard Bay State Park. Got a good drive on the 215 West Belt. Same for I-84. Legacy looking good, as does Highway 89 between Lagoon and I-84. Salt Lake City PD still working a crash on Foothill at 6 South. Another crash with injuries, 13th East and 17th South. This is The Place Heritage Park, your family place for family summer fun. Learn Utah history while mining for gold, exploring trails, shopping, and eating at the Huntsman Grill. Visit thisistheplace.org. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. The thunderstorms are back. Today, look for a high of 84 with an isolated chance for a storm. Tomorrow, better chance to see thunderstorms by afternoon, a high of 78, and then it's on repeat. Afternoon storms with highs in the 70s on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We bump it up to the low 80s on Monday, but then thunderstorms back in the forecast by Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. 79 degrees, so dark it looks like Voldemort's going to show up in a minute in Salt Lake City. We're going to check the market close in just a moment. KSL News Time 3:22.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News. Only on KSL News Radio.
Don't want to be a player.
I'm not a player. I just crush a lot.
Hey, yo, I'm still not a player, but you still a hater. Elevator to the top, high. See you later, I'm gone. Penthouse suite, penthouse freaks, in-house beach, French couch seats, 10,000 east, rent out lease, what an option to buy.
It's springtime in the Rockies, and it's time to apply Revive Organic Soil Treatment. A Revive treatment with fertilization, aeration, and good watering is the key to building stronger roots for a healthy, lush green lawn. Revive fertilizes and moves water and nutrients deeper into the soil. Take advantage of spring storms with an application of Revive now. Protect yourself from drought later this summer and skyrocketing water costs. With Revive, if you water two times a week, it's like watering four. Apply Revive Organic Soil Treatment today. It works.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-330-2929. That's 800-330-2929. 800-330-2929. quarters. Just 25 cents. That's hardly anything, right? The retirement specialists at Capital Wealth Advisors see quarters a little differently. A quarter is a lot when it's a quarter of your retirement savings. Do you want to pay 25% or more in taxes during your retirement? Capital Wealth Advisors can create a plan to help address taxes in retirement. If the only time you think about taxes is when you file them, you do not have a tax strategy. But it's not too late to get one with the help from Capital Wealth Advisors. Act now to make sure you're not paying a quarter, dime, or even a penny more than you should. Call the team at Capital Wealth Advisors at 801-210-5500 to schedule your complimentary retirement tax analysis. A quarter saved is a quarter earned. Call 801-210-5500 now. That's 801-210-5500. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor.
We're lucky in Utah to enjoy all four seasons.
These storms, they bubble up and move quick, and then they zip on out.
Sometimes all in one day.
We did have a tornado warning that was issued.
June means everything from hailstorms to 100-degree days. That's why you need traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines on KSL News Radio.
We are watching Utah's money. Job openings in April rose to their highest level since January. Some experts say this could prompt the Fed to hike interest rates again. There were about a million more job openings in April than there were in March. Higher mortgage rates are taking their toll on home sales in the Salt Lake City market. The Salt Lake Board of Realtors says home sales plummeted in April, dropping more than 32% from April of last year. Does anybody want a mortgage as rates climb again? Seems like the answer is no. The Mortgage Bankers Association says the number of applications fell another 5% last week, their lowest level in over 3 months. Rates are still up over 7%. Wall Street today, the Dow is down 134 points. It closed at 32,908, the S&P down 25, the NASDAQ down 82 points. KSL News Time 3:26. It might not be an episode of the X-Files, but scientists at NASA are discussing how to assess the reports over the years of unidentified flying objects, UFOs. At NASA, the question is whether those objects could help measure life on other planets.
We look for things like anomalous gases in the atmospheres of planets and other anomalies which may possibly reveal the presence of life. When we discover such an anomaly, we don't conclude that we've discovered life. We seek more data.
That's astrobiologist David Grinspoon at NASA. He prefers the term UAP, not UFO. It stands for Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena. Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena. I like UFO better.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
KSL News Radio.
Last summer's heat was an anomaly. This could also bring with it a chance for flash flooding.
In your home, tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio. Then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
KSL News Time 329 traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. We're brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. In for Ricky, here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Jeff, southbound drivers getting worse between 4500 South and 7200 South. You'll actually come to a halt for about a half a mile as you cross 215. That's been the worst on the freeway. After that, you're good to go. If you're at Point of the Mountain right now, you drive south through Lehigh and Linden and down to Provo. You shouldn't see any additional travel times there. Mountain View a bit busy through daybreak. And at 3500 South, those are the two spots that are troublesome. No delays yet on 201 out towards Magna. Steve?
Got delays due to a crash. This is on Foothill Drive at about 6 South. After that, more delays past the golf course over to Foothill Village. So far, north and south 15, rolling at good speeds. No problems there. Crash-free between downtown Salt Lake and Brigham City. Got a good drive on the 215 West Belt. I-84 looking good both ways between South Weber and Morgan. Legacy looking good as well, as is Highway 89. Another crash in Salt Lake, 13th East and 17th South with injuries. AREP Blood Services needs you to help stock up for long weekends. Donations increase over the weekends. Call ARUP 801-584-5272. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got highs expected in the 80s today. Chance for thunderstorms by afternoon. Tomorrow, a better chance to see those storms. High of 78. We keep it in the 70s for your Friday with more PM thunderstorm chances. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 79 degrees, threatening skies. KSL's top story, an emergency declaration in Sandy and one in Utah County related to spring runoff, even though it's actually not as bad as many feared it would be this spring. Our team coverage, Utah Flood Watch, begins with KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Little Cottonwood Creek is one of four creeks named in Sandy's emergency flood declaration. Sandy Mayor Monica Zoltansky says they've been preparing for this since February.
Managing the debris flow, especially coming out of Little Cottonwood Canyon, there's been mudslides late this spring. All that debris is coming down.
Further downstream in Cottonwood Heights, Angela Favor, who lives right next to Little Cottonwood Creek, says she's prepared but not too worried.
We've got to just do the best we can with what we've got. But it seems to be the weather's cooperated pretty well with us this year.
The emergency declaration lasts for 30 days, which covers when these creeks are expected to peak. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce. Utah County's emergency declaration comes in light of more than $10 million in flood-related damages racked up so far in some cities across the county. The 2023 budget only included a fifth of that amount to deal with any flooding-related expenses, so they've burned through a lot of cash. What an emergency declaration does, both for Sandy and for Utah County, is clear the way for the local government to apply for funding from the state and federal governments to help cover those costs. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Did you know the snowmelt began a little earlier this year than usual, and do you know why? Dust.
University of Utah's Mackenzie Skiles explained the dust in the air is the reason for the early snowmelt.
When you put dust on it, makes it darker and it absorbs more sunlight. It's just like, you know, wearing a black shirt on a sunny day versus a white shirt.
As a result, less sunlight is required to cause the snow to melt.
Most of the energy for snowmelt comes from absorbed sunlight, even though most people sort of naturally relate that to warmer air temperatures. It's actually the sun that's melting snow and not air temperature.
Apparently the dust is coming from the West Desert. Eric Bell, KSL News Radio.
Congressman Chris Stewart is resigning his seat in the U.S. House. He made it official today. Stewart sent a statement to the news media saying, "It's been one of the great honors of my life to represent Utah's 2nd District." He says his wife's health concerns have made retirement necessary. He was elected to 6 terms in the House in a district that runs from Bountiful all the way down to St. George. Utah law prescribes there should be a special election for a replacement. Governor Cox will need to announce a date for the election within 7 days after he vacates his seat. With him stepping down before the end of his term, many are wondering who's going to be the front runner to replace him.
Greg Hughes is one. Maybe look at a couple of current elected officials. Debbie, you'll smile when I say Dan McKay, Senator McKay. Maybe Senator Mike Kennedy.
Co-host of KSL at Night, Derek Brown, told David Dujanovic, "We need to look at people who have name recognition and those who can quickly raise or have a lot of money to campaign." KSL News Time, 333. Our top national story, former Vice President Mike Pence is expected next week to announce his intention to run for president. Here's ABC News political director Rick Klein.
Not a big surprise. He's been openly talking about this possibility for some time, but there isn't much in his favorability numbers that suggests that he's done anything more to convince a lot of skeptical voters. It does look in the latest polling that he's kind of taken it from both sides. A lot of people that oppose Trump think he might be too close to Trump, but a bigger problem is that Trump loyalists view him as disloyal because the former president has said as much. It will be a tough needle to thread.
Pence would join a growing Republican field hoping to challenge President Biden in 2024. No comment from the president this afternoon at the White House as the House prepares to vote on a compromise deal to raise the debt ceiling.
They haven't gaveled it shut yet.
That's the president. Both sides working hard behind the scenes to whip the votes necessary to pass the debt ceiling measure. Both sides have some opposition within their own ranks. The vote is expected maybe around 6:30 tonight. Whenever it happens, you'll hear it live here on KSL News Radio. Health officials in Cache County are warning residents about an outbreak of whooping cough. The Bear River Health Department didn't say how many people are affected, just that the outbreak is in the southern Cache Valley. Whooping cough can be dangerous for small babies and people with underlying health conditions. There is a vaccine that protects against it. If you've ever rescued a wild animal, you may have taken it to the Animal Rehab Center in Ogden. But that organization's being forced to find a new home. KSL News Radio's Dale Spalding has more.
150 animals are being treated at the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center of Northern Utah. Wildlife rehabilitator Aaron Adams says the eviction is surprising. The City of Ogden's communications manager Mike McBride says they made a temporary agreement with the center 13 years ago to use the building and perform their important work. Now the city's saying the lease is up. They'll extend the eviction if the center builds or leases a new location before the September deadline.
Ogden's Dinosaur Park will use the area for their new hatchery, where they'll build new dinosaur exhibits for the site. KSL News Time 3:36. First look traffic. Andy Farnsworth's here.
I am indeed, and we've got rain coming down now, Jeff, affecting traffic over on 215's west side, kind of up towards the north end by the airport. That's the first wet spots I'm seeing on the road so far. Biggest delay, though, is South 15, Murray to Midvale, but that's not, the roads are dry there, and I don't see any lanes blocked. It's just that time of day. Also starting to get pretty busy down on the freeway, both directions around the Pleasant Grove Linden area, so definitely getting going. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
My Minute, up next.
Hey, Derek Overstreet here from the New Millennium Group Financial Advisors in Utah. You know, I've been helping people retire in the state of Utah for the last 20 years. The way we do that is we actually find out what is important to you. We create a step-by-step plan that takes into consideration your income, your debt, whether you want money from real estate, stock market, annuities, life insurance, whatever. If you want to deal with professionals, people that are fiduciaries and have a legal responsibility and obligation to do what's in your best interest, give my team a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to my website, utahsfinancialplanner.com. If you'd like to retire 3 to 5 years before you thought it was possible, give my team a call right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370.
When it comes to water use, dairy farmers have long been stewards of the land. No one understands the need for water for today and for tomorrow like dairy farmers. And that's why Dairy West wants you to know more about LEPA, or the Low Energy Precision Application System. This system allows dairy farmers to use less water by minimizing evaporation. In traditional irrigation systems, evaporative water loss occurs through wind directly off the soil and from water sitting on a plant. By irrigating closer to the ground, farmers reduce this evaporative loss and use less water. Coupled with strategic crop rotation, farmers' yields also increase. As a collective industry, dairy farmers have committed to improving water use and water quality and greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. Dairy West is proud of their farmers and their commitment to a cleaner, more efficient world through farming innovation. This message is brought to you by Dairy West.
This is My Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. Remember the Chinese spy balloon? Oh my goodness, everybody was making jokes about this balloon.
We should respond with something even dumber to flummox them. Like, we should send one of those air dancers they have outside car dealerships. No, but undercover with a wig and a mustache.
Poor Joe Biden. Obama got to order the assassination of bin Laden, and all he gets to do is murder a bag of helium.
That was fun. Or on Fox, it was deadly serious.
A high-altitude Chinese spy balloon.
There is, by the way, a Chinese spy balloon.
A Chinese spy balloon.
That Chinese spy balloon.
A Chinese spy balloon.
Chinese spy balloon.
But while we were all transfixed by this balloon like six-year-olds at a birthday party, turns out at the exact same time, China was quietly slipping mysterious computer code into computers on Guam, the home of a big U.S. airbase. Fortunately, after it spread, Microsoft detected the hack. The company issued a 24-page memo telling companies and government agencies, search your systems, get this thing out. At the same time you were laughing at or infuriated by the big white balloon, China was making use of home routers to distribute the malicious code. Seems that older home routers, like the one that might be in your living room, lack the security features to keep the Chinese out, and this made the spread of the code even harder to track. So what's this Chinese computer code for? Could be to freeze up U.S. computers in the event of a Chinese attack on Taiwan. Maybe not. Maybe it's just for espionage. Either way, it's a serious intrusion. Oh, look! It's a balloon!
Up and away, my beautiful
balloon. What were we thinking?
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Up, up and away to traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. We're brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Andy Farnsworth's here.
Well, right now, Jeff, South 15 is going to see your biggest time delay at the moment is down around the South Interchange, 53rd South. You'll hit stop and go traffic off and on all the way down through not quite to 90th. It does break up before that. It's been really rough on Redwood. Try to avoid that between 35th and 41st South. That's been really backed up where they're doing that road work. And additional Redwood delays now creeping in around 6200 South. Don't see any delays on I-80 out to Tooele, but a little bit of slowing on SR-36 in Lake Point. Steve?
I see some rain coming down on the 215 West Belt now. Got a new crash on the southbound side of I-215 at 700 North. That's on the right shoulder, causing some delays. Otherwise, still looking good on I-15 either way with full speeds. Nothing to slow you down. No rain yet between downtown Salt Lake and North Ogden. For Summit County drivers, southbound Highway 40. Got some delays there at Kearns Boulevard approaching Jordan L. Fat Cats in Bluffdale now open. Bring the family and enjoy movies, bowling, food, arcades, and more. Fat Cats is the best place for family fun. Fat Cats Bluffdale, 13901 South Redwood Road. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
A pleasant day expected today. The first half is more sunshine. Second half, we're talking about highs in the mid-80s with a chance for thunderstorms. Overnight lows, upper 50s. We'll then go to 78 tomorrow with a chance for scattered storms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
81 degrees. We have thunderstorms in North Salt Lake, Bountiful, Centerville, Farmington. On the way on KSL News Radio, following the resignation by Congressman Chris Stewart. What happens next? How do they fill the seat? We'll stay here. You'll find out. We're going in-depth. KSL News Time, 3:42. It's Wednesday afternoon. We're already at midweek.
She never knew that there was any.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
It doesn't get better than summer camping in Utah. And it doesn't get any bigger than the Utah Summer RV Palooza, presented by Bish's RV. We're bringing the biggest RV show in the region to Layton, June 8th through the 10th. For 3 days only, the Layton Hills Mall is where you'll find a massive selection of top RV brands like GoPlay, Ember RV, Forest River, Northwood, and a whole lot more. Get up to 20% below cost on select new 2022 RVs. And get 90 days no payments on approved credit for all play and no pay till September OAC. Summer RV Palooza is where you'll find a brand new 26BH travel trailer. It's high quality at an undeniable value at a sale price of only $19,995. The selection is huge, and so are the trade-in offers. Get max value for your current RV when you trade in at the show. Shop the Summer RV Palooza now at Bish's.com/UtahRVPalooza. 3 days only, June 8th through the 10th at the Layton Hills Mall. Sponsored by Bish's RV.
If you have a parking lot at your business, you need to remember Go Pave Utah. And winter weather this year has been ferocious. Snow plows and ice have made your parking lot like driving over a swimming pool of Swiss cheese, full of holes. Go Pave Utah is Utah's trusted paving company, delivering asphalt paving and commercial concrete services in Salt Lake City, Ogden, and Provo for nearly 30 years. A call to Go Pave Utah will make you a hero for your customers, employees, or business. The team at Go Pave Utah comes same day with free evaluations and ensures best practices to address immediate repairs coupled with long-term plan suggestions to help extend the life of your parking lot, concrete, or asphalt. Go Pave Utah can help. Go Pave is the industry leader with reliable, fast, quality care. Go Pave Utah can do it all. For your free estimate on concrete and asphalt today, call Go Pave Utah or online gopaveutah.com. That's gopaveutah.com.
Do you have an IRA or 401k? It's natural to think of this as being your money, right? But remember, you still have to pay taxes when you withdraw this money in retirement. And you could be paying a lot more in taxes on these accounts than you know. A lot more. Learn the strategies that can help you reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement. Don't miss a special edition of Retirement Solutions Radio this Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, right here on KSL News Radio 1027.
KSL News Time 345, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Bear River Health Department is warning parents about an outbreak of whooping cough in southern Cache County. I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
Second, Senator Mike Lee is speaking out against the debt ceiling bill this hour on the Senate floor. The House is expected to vote on the bill by 6 or 7 o'clock tonight. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Well, it's up in Davis County and trying to drive through Centerville right now through the rain and the construction. And the same problem over on 215's west side coming out of Davis County. A wet roads and a crash have you backed up near 700 North. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
80s turn to 70s with thunder showers. I'm Matt Johnson.
Thunder around Salt Lake City, 80 degrees now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The House is set to vote tonight on a bill to raise the debt ceiling and cut federal spending. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says he'll vote aye, and he hopes enough Republicans do the same.
Continue to maintain that House Republicans need to keep their commitment to produce 150 votes for the resolution that they themselves negotiate.
But some far-right Republicans have already indicated they'll vote no. Actor Danny Masterson's been convicted in a retrial of raping two women. A count against a third woman was declared a mistrial. More U.S. weapons are headed to Ukraine.
We've got an upcoming package here, which will be the 39th drawdown of equipment from the Department of Defense inventories using presidential drawdown authorities.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. Nearly 2,000 Amazon workers walked off the job today, angry over company layoffs and a mandate that corporate employees return to the office. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the in-depth on KSL. The resignation of Congressman Chris Stewart today means that a special election is coming, and while Weber County Clerk Ricky Hatch isn't in the 2nd Congressional District, he knows how the process will work, and he broke it down for David Dujanovic.
One good thing that Utah does is it doesn't have an election just willy-nilly, and so it requires elections to be held on specific days. And I think with the intent of the legislature was to have the election on a regularly scheduled election, unless, and it gives a provision, if it's really crucial to have one otherwise, they can the governor can call and ask for that, and the legislature can approve the funding for that, because the state would need to pay for that, not the counties. And so they could actually do it on any date they want. It would just require a special session, and the legislature would have to approve funding. But otherwise, it's going to be either in a municipal general election, the presidential primary election, or a regular primary or general election in an even year.
Since Congressman Stewart hasn't announced an official resignation date, some of the details are still up in the air, but regardless of the timeline of a special election, Hatch expects turnout will be problematic.
Anytime you have a special election, turnout is a challenge. Now, vote by mail generally in these lower turnout elections generally doubles the turnout, which is nice. However, with Utah law requiring it to be placed with another election, it will just bolster, especially municipal elections, which tend to hover around 30% to 50% in Utah. In Chris Stewart's district, that would increase quite a bit.
Both Republicans and Democrats say they're ready for a special election. Utah Republican Party Chair Robert Axon has some insight about the timeline.
I know he has some critical work that he's doing for Utah on the Appropriations Committee. Their process is tied to the fiscal year and the budget. And so I would anticipate that Congressman Stewart would be sticking around at least through the summer to finish out some of that meaningful work for Utah.
Now, the chair of Utah Democrats, Diane Lewis, was kind of, wait a minute, about Axon's assertion that the seat is safely Republican?
I say they better watch out because we're coming to get them. We have just had all of our conventions, our county conventions and our state convention, and we saw an excitement that we hadn't seen in years in our Democrats across this area.
That's the chair of the Utah Democrats, Diane Lewis. All these interviews are available on the Dave and Dujanovic podcast on the KSL News Radio app and on our website. KSL News Time 349. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Andy Farnsworth's here.
And right now you're looking at delays on South 15, pretty much in the usual area. Murray to Midvale is where the only stop and go is at the moment. No northbound slowdowns in Sandy after we saw some pop up around 106 South earlier. More northbound delay on Bangor near 21st South, and there is southbound at the moment. Southbound Mountain View, though, already stacking up as you'd expect at 3500 South and getting pretty busy in the southbound drive from West Jordan into Daybreak South Jordan. Utah County Freeway seeing some northbound delays right now between 1600 North Orem and the Pleasant Grove exit. Steve?
And we have the rain coming down on the 215 West Belt. Got a crash in the mix southbound at 700 North on the right shoulder. Delays back to 1700 North. Plus delays northbound 15 leaving downtown at 6 North. And then you have rain between Bountiful and Lagoon with some delays through Centerville. Summit County drivers are going to be on the brakes in spots southbound Highway 40 there at Kearns Boulevard approaching Jordan Elm. When you choose Performance Automotive in Bountiful, you're choosing selection for locations. Performance Ford Lincoln, Performance Honda, Performance Toyota, and Truck Country. See it all at PerformanceBountiful.com. Steve Carlson, KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, a very summer-esque thunderstorm setup. Let's go for today, 84 degrees with a chance for thunderstorms by afternoon. Better thunderstorm chances tomorrow afternoon, high is 78. We'll go 75 on Friday, p.m. storms. Scattered PM storms continue into Saturday, 76, 79 on Sunday. Clockwork continues. Chance for storms Sunday afternoon. Maybe a break on Monday, 82, and then another round of thunderstorms are possible by Tuesday afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Your 7-day brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. We're at 81 degrees. Bullseye. This thunderstorm is now hitting Centerville and Farmington. We'll check the market close in just a moment. KSL News Time, 351.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
I'll be spiked out. I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely leave from.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
At AimYourDigital.com, we'll help you target the right audience, build your leads, and crush your quota. Take your business to the next level. Our digital marketing strategies help grow awareness of your product or service, all while building trust in your business. Our approach involves leveraging multiple tools and strategies to deliver exceptional results that are customized to your unique business needs. Don't wait to run out of sales leads. Keep your business growing. Get started with aimyourdigital.com today.
Attention companies in need of software developers. Discover the power of Ion Utah. They find software developers stat. Ion Utah, the ultimate solution for your talent needs. Get skilled software developers in no time. Don't let your project suffer. Ion Utah connects you with top-tier software developers swiftly and efficiently. Unlock your company's full potential with Ion Utah, your partner in success. Ion Utah allows you to choose from onshore or offshore developers who can be scaled up or down depending on your needs. Contact Ion Utah. That's IONUtah.com at 385-412-1572 or text JOBS to 57500 for more information. Results may vary based on demand and availability. Ion Utah strives to provide expedited services but cannot guarantee immediate availability in all cases. Ion Utah.
Calling all Utah locals, see the Southwest by rail on board Rocky Mountaineer. Until May 31st, save up to $1,200 per couple. Visit RockyMountaineer.com to book.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
It's a shakeup of the Utah delegation to Washington.
Congressman Chris Stewart deciding to step down.
The governor has to announce a special election schedule.
The seat will soon be vacant. This all sets the stage for a special election and new member of Congress. We're updating the story as it happens on KSL News Radio.
We are watching Utah's money. Delta Airlines has promised to become the world's first carbon-neutral airline. They made the pledge in 2020, but a California woman says it's a bunch of baloney. She's filed a class-action lawsuit claiming that this marketing campaign is misleading. She wants Delta to pay a penalty to every passenger who buckles a seatbelt. Pretty simple equation. Oil prices fall, airline profits go up. American Airlines has raised its outlook for second quarter profits for one simple reason. The price of jet fuel is coming down. Crude oil was down to $68 a barrel today. If you're planning to fly to the East Coast, a newly released study says Delta is number one. AirlineRatings.com released the rankings based on safety and staff motivation. JetBlue also scored well. And if you're flying overseas, the top airline on the list is Air New Zealand. On Wall Street today, the Dow ended down 134 points. It closed at 32,908. The S&P down 25. The NASDAQ off 82 points. KSL News Time 356. It's the 100-day countdown to Cougar football. Here's BYU insider Mitch Harper.
BYU will be one of four new programs in the Big 12 Conference this season. The other newcomers are UCF, Cincinnati, and Houston. Those three are coming over from the American Athletic Conference. Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark has been consistent in his messaging that he wants to add more schools beyond BYU in the AAC3, particularly out west, maybe even in the Pac-12. Whatever Yormark does in realignment, count BYU coach Kalani Sitake as a supporter.
I really like the leadership that we're seeing from all angles, and I've enjoyed being a partner of Big 12 and then getting to know a lot of the coaches and the teams that we're going to compete against. So whatever the Big 12 wants to do, I'm behind it 100%.
The program that could become the next Big 12 member is Colorado. There's been talks between the two entities. Find out more on the latest between the Buffs and the Big 12 over at KSLSports.com. Countdown to Cougar football, 94 days to go. I'm Mitch Harper. KSL Sports.
Getting close to retirement? Or have you retired? You've probably got a ton of stress-filled questions on your mind. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Getting a second opinion with an individualized investment plan is vital, and our fiduciary advisors do just that. Take it from this Trajan Wealth client.
It was just so pleasant, so comfortable. I think we had seven different accounts, just stuff scattered all over the place. And then so we just started here. Here's this, move this. And he explained it a couple different times. But if I have more questions, he said, just give us a call. And that's what I love. He's a phone call away. Like, I'm glad I know these guys. Such a huge weight off my shoulder.
Imagine not second-guessing investments or monthly retirement income. That's the peace of mind you'll get from working with Trajan Wealth. Call 801-899-7600 today. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Actual client, no compensation, no conflicts. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Stay in the loop. Register for breaking news alerts from us by texting the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line. Just text the word NEWS to 57500.
Start your day with all news in the morning. Then hear Dave and Dijanovic talk about the biggest stories from 9 to noon.
Ron DeSantis, he's a solid number two.
The coach once told me, if you're not first, you're last.
Breaking news, important talk, all morning on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Listen to Andy Farnsworth.
South 15 delays starting to get a little worse now from 45th South Murray all the way down into Midvale. SR 201 beginning to see the westbound slowdowns between I-15 and 3200 West, plus some additional backups out in Magna, both directions at 7200 West. Looking into Utah County, only delays on the freeways, the northbound slowdown from 1600 North Orem to Pleasant Grove, but Pioneer Crossing starting to get pretty heavy as you head away from I-15 out towards Redwood Road and Lehigh. Steve?
Busy traffic on I-15, got rainy roads on the 215 West Belt, got a crash southbound at 700 North on the right shoulder. Those delays start at 2100 North, plus a crash on northbound 15 at North Temple just in. That's on the left shoulder, plus rain on I-15 between Bountiful and Lagoon. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Your forecast, yes, you could see another isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. We have them around Bountiful, Farmington, Centerville. Partly cloudy tonight, down to 58 degrees. Then afternoon thunderstorms likely Thursday right through Sunday. Temperatures the rest of the week in the 70s.
KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.